Welcome to Digital Marketing for Contractors, a podcast for home improvement contractors to help you crush your lead goals and take your business to the next level. Join us each episode as we give you powerful insights and practical tips on the best digital marketing strategies to help you grow your home improvement business. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Digital Marketing for Contractors podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping home improvement contractors to crush your lead goals and take your business to the next level. The podcast is hosted by Fat Cat Strategies, which is a digital marketing agency based out of Raleigh, North Carolina. My name's Don. I'm one of the account managers here at Fat Cat.
And I am Janet. I am the founder and managing partner.
And today we actually want to talk to you a little bit about what we do. So we've spent the past few episodes kind of walking with you guys through some ideas about sort of the different levels of contractor businesses that we see and that we've worked with and how to be able to progress from one level to the next. And what we've tried to communicate in that is that there does come a point where you as a contractor, as a business owner, are going to get to the place where you really do need to be looking for outside help, for some experts to be able to come on your team and help take some of the load off of your shoulder so that you can continue to grow and scale your business. And marketing is a significant one of those things to be able to include. So we want to talk about today, what does a digital marketing agency do and what makes for a great one? How would you know as a contractor when you are at the place where you're looking for some outside agency help? How do you know what to look for, how to be able to choose a really good digital marketing agency partner? So, Janet, when you kind of hear just about that topic and just that idea, why don't we just start at like the bottom shelf there and just explain like, what is a digital marketing agency?
What do we do?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the question. So let me try to make it as easy as possible. We are a digital marketing agency. We help our clients build and manage their websites. We help them get found on Google. That's also called SEO, search engine optimization. We help them with paid advertising campaigns. Those campaigns can be on Google, Facebook, Instagram, Nextdoor, lots of different platforms. We help them with email marketing. We help them with direct mail. And we help them with social media. Did I forget anything, Don?
I think that's pretty much it. Yeah. We do some other things like brand awareness and community engagement. But in terms of like actual digital marketing services, that's really the focus of kind of what digital marketing is all about.
Yeah. If it's on the internet.
And that's us.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's what we do.
What's the goal of doing all of those things? How are we trying to help our contractors in providing all of those services for them?
I love that question because with digital marketing, it is so easy to get in the weeds. And I'm usually the first person that a prospective client talks to when they approach Fat Cat. I do all the sales. And I get so many questions. My number one question that I get, I want to be number one on Google. And I have to say, that's not even a thing.
Yeah, right.
And we can get into like why that's not a thing. But I think you asked me like what is it that?
What's the goal? Why do we do the things that we do?
How are we trying to help? Why do we do the things that we do? If we can break out of the weeds and come up, you know, the 30,000 foot view, a good agency partner is going to talk to you about your business goals.
Yeah.
They're not going to get lost in like a bunch of nerdy data. They're going to say, where do you want your business to go? What's your revenue right now? What do you want your revenue to be next year? Is your goal to be able to hire a new operations manager or a new project manager so that you're not the one riding around in your truck? We can't provide all of those answers for you, but if we can understand your big picture business goals, that's where I think a good partner connects, because then we bring tactics and strategies to help you achieve those goals.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great. This is actually what you're saying helps remind me of just one of the questions that I kind of get a lot, which is just around the idea of like, so do you guys like, are you basically kind of like an Angie or a Home Advisor, like with marketing? You're just going to send us more leads. Like what, like how is what we do different or the same as, you know, one of these other kind of like pay-per-lead groups?
So At the end of the day, we are marketing and our job is to bring you leads. So that's true. That's how we're the same. An Angie or a Home Advisor or a Modernize or a QuinStreet, all of those companies are under the category of lead aggregators. They are running campaigns. They have landing pages. They've got ads, all kinds of stuff to get a homeowner to fill out a form. That's their product. Homeowners are filling out a form saying, I'm looking for a painter. Well, then they take that information and they sell it as many times as they can.
Yeah.
So if you are a painter and you're getting leads from Thumbtack, the homeowner that you got their contact information saying that they were looking for a painter in your zip code, that information has likely been sent to at least three other painters.
Yeah.
So,
which is why speed to lead becomes such a big deal.
Not what a digital marketing agency does. A digital marketing agency is not a lead aggregator. A digital marketing agency works with you on behalf of you building a better business. You've got, you know, a painting company, a roofing company. You want to increase your brand awareness in your service area. You want to generate what we call exclusive leads. So when we generate a lead for, let's take that roofing contractor as an example, we're not selling that lead to another roofer.
Right.
We're only generating it for our client and sending it directly to our client. And what we've found is those exclusive leads generally turn into appointments at a higher rate. We call that a higher set rate. And they turn into sales at a higher rate because the homeowner went to that roofing company to get a quote from that company, not from any company, but from a specific company.
Yeah.
So our goal as a digital marketing agency is to drive eyeballs and traffic and help you build brand awareness so that when people are requesting a quote, they want a quote from you, not from anybody like you.
Right. Yeah. So it's really about not just driving leads, but about helping you be able to build your business and driving leads to your business. So yeah, I love that. I love the kind of the significant difference there and helping a contractor understand like bringing on a digital marketing agency is really more like having a business partner than using somebody's service to just get more leads for yourself.
And, you know, I want to be careful that we're not trashing Angie or Thumbtack because many of our clients, especially the bigger contractors, that their revenue is, you know, $7 to $15 million, they still... They still use lead aggregators as needed, but what they'll do is they'll look across all of their lead sources and they will just know, okay, the leads that I'm buying from Home Advisor, they're going to set at a lower rate than exclusive leads are.
Yeah.
So they just know that. So we're not trashing them. And especially if you're just getting started, those lead aggregators can be a great way to sort of jumpstart to get you in front of homeowners.
Absolutely. Okay. So that leads me actually to a really good like next question. So let's say you are a contractor who has for a while now been using one of those lead aggregators as kind of like the main or maybe even the only source that you're getting some leads from. What are some things that a contractor would start to notice or what are some like indicators that might suggest it's time? Like I'm at the place in my business where I need to start thinking about bringing on an agency for some additional help. Like how would I know that? What are some things that can help me make that decision?
So we typically are talking to business owners when they've hit a certain revenue level or a certain scale where they want to, grow to the next level. So one of the things that we've done, if we break away from the lead aggregator conversation for just a second, a really common scenario that I get is a contractor that has closely aligned with a manufacturer. They're either an acrylic bath manufacturer or a siding manufacturer, and that manufacturer has some program to generate leads for the contractor. So the contractor is getting leads from the manufacturer, and they're running those leads. We will see those business owners grow their business to a specific level. You know, they've got staff, maybe they've got a showroom, they've got offices, they've got branded trucks, but they've kind of plateaued.
Yeah.
They're only going to get you know, it's now become sort of predictable how many leads you're going to get from that manufacturer.
Yeah.
And then depending on the manufacturer is not exclusive to you. Their goal is to sell more of their stuff.
Yeah.
So you may have had some other contractors move into your service area, and now those manufacturer leads are being split between you and another guy.
Yeah.
So that's where we've seen, you know, companies will come to us and say, I need to start generating my own exclusive leads. I'm too dependent on that manufacturer.
You've kind of milked your cow for all it's worth, you know.
Exactly.
Whatever your cow is, whether it's your manufacturer or your lead aggregator, like you've kind of milked it for all it's got.
Yeah, you've gotten all the good you can get out of Angie. You've gotten all the good you can get. And it's not that, I mean, I'm going to correct myself. It's not that you've gotten all the good out of it. You're not going to be able to scale anymore. You're still going to use that lead source. You're now looking to scale.
Yeah.
That's kind of an indicator when we start talking to somebody who's interested in working with an agency for the first time.
Sure.
I also talk to a lot of business owners that have an existing agency relationship and they're looking to shift things up. That's a whole other topic.
Okay. Well, so what, moving away from just kind of like the lead source idea, then what if I'm the owner and I'm, you know, spinning a whole bunch of plates trying to run this business, like how can I look at just my own workload and my own capacity and kind of be able to tell like, oh, this is the time for me to really be able to say, I need to move this plate or this task off of my plate and onto an outside agency. Like, how would I know that?
I think there's a revenue threshold. When you find yourself where your day is split between running out and checking on jobs, going to an appointment with a homeowner, you know, you've just run out of time. You've run out of runway. Congratulate yourself. You have gotten to a scale where you are just so busy that you know if you are spending your days running your own appointments, doing your own project management, doing your own troubleshooting, you're not going to have time to tend to your marketing efforts. And so now you're letting your pipeline kind of dry up.
Yeah.
So you're busy today, but will you have anything to do 3 weeks from now?
Yeah.
That's the point when you should probably reach out and figure out, you know, how are you going to get more leads in that pipeline?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody else needs to be giving dedicated attention to this part of my business.
Dedicated, devoted attention. And, you know, you're probably at a point then when, you know, you've done what you know how to do based on educating yourself and you've kind of bootstrapped it.
Yep.
And now you want to take it to the next level and you want to bring on some folks that have some expertise beyond what you've been able to do.
Okay. Well, all right. So let's talk about that then. Like when I'm at the place where I'm ready to say, okay, I know I need some outside help. I've reached my own capacity. The lead sources that we're using, we seem to have reached the capacity with those.
Plateaued with them.
Mm-hmm. So we're ready to move to a place to bring in some outside help. But I mean, you know, as a business owner, like that can be one of the scariest decisions to try to make to say, oh, I need to go find somebody else that I don't necessarily know, not sure if I trust, and I need to bring them on board to really help me make the most of my business. Like how do you even go about that kind of a decision when it comes to working with a marketing agency? Like what are the things that I should be looking for as a contractor to help me make that decision?
Well, my answers are going to be stilted towards what Fat Cat does.
Well, so that's understandable.
Let's just be transparent
about
that.
Let's assume that we do a good job and offer some of that perspective.
Yeah. So what I would say to a contractor who's looking to partner with an agency, go in with a handful of questions as you start to evaluate potential vendors. The first question I would ask is about ownership. Are they going to take possession of some of your stuff? Or maybe they're going to sell you some stuff, but what you don't realize is the stuff they stole you is not yours.
Like for example, like what kind of stuff are you talking about?
So there's another agency out there that I will not name. And what they do is they make it dead simple. Like, okay, you've got a, you know, it's Bob's Roofing Company. They're like, Bob, you don't have to think about anything. We're going to do it all for you. You never have to talk to us. They will go out and buy a domain name. Bob's-roofing.com. Guess what? They own that domain name.
Yeah.
They will throw up a website based on a bunch of templates and they'll start running ads and they'll generate leads. Well, when you reach a point where you don't really want to work with that agency anymore, maybe you want to bring in an in-house marketing manager and you call this agency and say, okay, I've now grown enough where I've hired some internal staff and these people can do it. I need you to hand everything over to me. Well, that's the day that you realize you don't own any of that stuff.
Yeah.
They own it. So, ask questions. If a company is going to build a website for you, if they're going to help you register a domain name, if they're going to run campaigns for you, I mean, start with the end in mind. What's the exit plan?
Yeah.
There will likely be an exit plan, even if that exit plan is you being successful enough that you sell your business.
Yeah.
What is the end in mind? That end could be, like I said, you scale enough where you bring on staff internally. I mean, there are some huge success stories in the home improvement industry. There's a company that is across multiple states. They grew to the point where gossip on the street is that I think they have 4 or 5 full-time in-house on staff social media people. They built their own television recording, television commercial studio. They shoot their own spots.
Yeah. They have their own marketing agency, basically.
Yeah. They built their own internal marketing agency. Well, if they had way back when started building their brand name and their domain name and their website with an agency that owned all of that stuff, when they went to, graduate to the next level, they're either going to end up in some sort of nasty, negotiation to try to get ownership away from that company.
A legal fight,
or they're going to have a surprise where they didn't realize that the agency owned their brand.
Yeah. And then they're just
stuck. They're going to have to start over. So the first question I would ask is, hey, potential partner, who owns my stuff?
Yeah. If I work with you and then at some point in time that we decide to part ways, what do I get to keep? What's mine?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is. And if you don't get a straightforward answer about that, I would suggest you move on and keep looking.
Yeah. Okay. So what else, just in terms of like the agency itself, like how would I figure out, like, are these people a good fit for me? How do I know and can trust that they're going to deliver good results? Like, what kind of questions do I ask to figure those things out?
The home improvement industry has some unique components to it, to generating leads with homeowners. I would encourage listeners to partner with an agency that specializes in working with contractors.
That knows your industry.
There's so many digital marketing agencies out there that if you look at their website, they go, we do SEO, we do PPC, we do this, we do that. But they're working with dentists and they're working with florists and they're working with, car dealers. And, in this day and age, there are enough vendors out there that specialize in what you do. It would benefit you to partner with somebody that then you don't have to explain to them, what it means to generate bath leads. They already know what it means to generate. So you're starting that conversation 7 chapters deep in the book and you're speaking each other's language. Yeah. I would encourage you to partner with an agency that specializes in home improvement.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And I think just helps you be able to, as a contractor, to be able to say, hey, what I'm looking for here is a partner that I can bring on that's going to bring more expertise to this area than I have. And if you're having to educate your marketing agency on what you do and what your agency is all about, like,
then you didn't save yourself any time, did you?
Exactly. Yeah. So no good there. Okay. So let me ask you then, just as the person in our agency who spends the most time on the front end of conversations with clients, whether that's in the sales conversation or just that relational side of things, like, what are some of the questions that you get from contractors where you kind of go like, hey, that's a good question and I understand why you'd ask that, but that's really probably not like the right or the best question to ask when it comes to working with a marketing agency?
Yeah, there's sort of a whole category of questions that I get right out of the gate. How much should I spend on PPC? How many leads will this generate? They want, and I understand, nobody wants to buy a pig in a poke. You don't want to go down a dark alley and not know what to expect. So a potential partner should be able to give you some educated answers based on your business goals, where you are, the area that you serve. But if you're looking for a guaranteed turn it on, turn it off, you know, well, you know, what if I need to turn it off? What if I need to turn it on? I need 20 leads. Then you're probably better suited to working with Angie and Home Advisor.
Yeah.
Just know that those leads are not exclusive and you're going to be in there competing with four other contractors that that same name was sold to.
Right.
So that would be my first kind of understanding. And that goes back to the beginning of this podcast episode, understanding the difference between an agency that's going to partner with you and a lead aggregator.
Yeah.
So those are some of the questions that I get, that I kind of have to unwind people a little bit, which I think should bring us to the next. So like if we can't guarantee and turn leads on and off, why would somebody work with a digital marketing company?
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think there is really kind of understanding just there's a little bit of a difference in terms of pricing and structure there that maybe helps explain that a little bit. You know, if you're working with a lead aggregator, you're typically thinking about what am I paying per lead? You know, I've got a specific price that I know I'm paying each time they send me a lead. And then it's really kind of up to me to follow up on those leads and do the best that I can to set and sell those things.
Right.
But I'm just paying them for the lead itself. When I'm working with a digital marketing agency, I'm not really paying per lead. I'm paying per service. So I'm paying for what that agency is doing for me in terms of the service they're providing with PPC or SEO or for my website or those different
social
things. Yeah. And then through those services, I will be generating leads. And you can do the math and figure out if I'm paying, you know, X amount for this service and this month that brought in, you know, this number of leads. Well, you can just do some simple math and figure out what your cost per lead is. But the point is that paying for that service should be generating me really good leads, qualified leads, exclusive leads, people who know my business and not just that they want, you know, the service that my business is providing, but are actually interested in my business providing that service. All of those things are the way that a digital marketing agency does a better job of being able to provide you as a contractor with qualified leads and helps make sense of what am I paying for and how do I know that I'm getting good benefit out of it.
Yeah. And just to tag on to that, I don't want to leave listeners with the idea that a good digital agency is not talking about lead goals, cost per lead. And if in fact we are,
yeah.
And our best partnerships with our best clients, we're actually aiming at a goal of looking at total marketing cost.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're running numbers with them and we're saying, okay, we just ended last month. Let's look at all the leads that were generated. Let's look at all the leads that came from the campaigns that we're managing. Then let's look at the results. Did the appointment set? Did they sell? And so we love those conversations.
Yeah.
We love a conversation where we go, let's look at all the cost involved with this, including our agency fees, and of the sales that resulted from it, what was the percent of marketing cost from those sales? And those are conversations that we welcome. And it's like a deeper partnership with your business to look at your overall business goals, not just to sell you a lead and then say, good luck.
Right.
You know, we will get involved with like campaigns that are kind of longer play, nurture plays, help with, referrals and reviews, help with community outreach, really partner at a deeper level. And that is different than a lead aggregator where you just got a simple number, give me the lead and I'm going to pay $150 for
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
I think the real difference is, an agency is looking to partner with you to help you grow your business, and a lead aggregator is just looking to sell a lead and move on and then sell that lead to as many contractors as they can.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of those just conversations that I love to have with clients as I'm working with them is to be able to look at our monthly cost per lead for them and to be able to show them like, hey, your cost per lead is actually improving. Like it's getting cheaper for you to be able to get leads because of what we're doing for you. And that's a conversation you'll never have with a lead aggregator. Like the cost is what it is. It's even going to go up over time as they charge more for their services. But in terms of what we do, we should be dialing in more to what makes for effective leads for your business. And over time, your cost per lead might get cheaper because we're delivering more leads to you and they're better quality and you're paying us for the service, not just for the leads itself. myself.
Yeah, I was looking at some data yesterday when I was preparing for a meeting, and super exciting. One of our favorite clients, they're doing so well. I was working with another account manager here in the agency, and we were pulling some numbers. And what I realized was, over the course of this year, so we're recording this in 2022, we were able to help that client lower the amount of money that they're spending on their PPC campaigns because other campaigns were performing so well. So at the time, they were spending, at the beginning of this year, they were spending like $4,500 a month on Google Ads. We're pushing up on the end of this year, and now they're at like $2,000 a month. And guess what? Their sales are better.
Yeah.
So like, that's where an agency partner, I think, really shines, where we're not just trying to, you know, jam more stuff down your throat. We're trying to help you move the needle on the overall business.
Yeah.
Is your revenue growing? Are your costs in line? We're making recommendations. You know, you may come to us and say, I want to run Facebook ads in December. And we might go, that's not really what we would recommend right now.
Yeah. And I think too, we haven't really said anything about this on this episode, but I think, you know, as an account manager, one of my favorite things about working with our clients is just our clients. Like, I like the people, and yes, I like the fact that we get to enjoy developing relationships with the people that we work with over time and getting to know them and their business. And that when I get on a call with our clients, you know, whether it's once or twice a month, like, I look forward to seeing them. I look forward to interacting with them. And there is a real, like, give and take and enjoyment.
A real relationship.
Yeah. It's not just we're providing a service, you're providing us a paycheck. You know, it is a real relationship and a real interaction and engagement around how can we be successful? How can we help you be able to be successful with your business?
Yeah, we're looking for win-win.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a call yesterday with a prospective client, and she was really transparent, and she was saying, hey, look, I'm looking at you guys, and I'm looking at three other agencies and all those other companies. I assume that you're going to, you know, you have a 1-year commitment. And I said, no, we don't. And to your point, Don, the reason we don't is, man, if that relationship isn't working, I don't want to be in it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold somebody to a contract when the campaigns we're running are just not producing the results that we all hoped for. And, you know, there's a saying that may be not appropriate in this context, but I'll give it a shot. If mama ain't happy, nobody happy.
Yeah.
Well, if the clients ain't happy, guess what? We're really unhappy too.
Yeah.
Because those calls suck.
Yeah. Yeah, they're hard. They're hard for everybody.
They're hard for everybody. And yeah, why would a business partner, be it a digital marketing partner or any other vendor that you pay for a service, why would they want to lock you into an agreement when they're not providing the thing that you wanted?
Yeah.
So I would say, if you're putting a checklist together and you're thinking about scaling to the next level and finding business partners, look for transparency in what they do. Are they aligned with your goals? And if it's not working, can you get out of it?
Yeah.
And have a really open and honest conversation with like an exit in mind at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And even just a very simple, like, do I like these people? Like,
yeah,
I'm going to be interacting with them on a regular basis. Are they people that I would enjoy talking to? You know, there is some factor there that I think actually makes it a really fun engagement when those things go well.
I agree with you, Don. Some of my favorite, I'm not doing it now, but I was working on a special project with a client in Wisconsin, and we had a Friday call every Friday morning, and it was the highlight of my week.
Yeah.
Because he's super smart and a lot of fun. And we were doing cool things together. We were working on a special project. And that's when it really works.
Yeah.
When it's fun for everybody and you're achieving a business goal and you're kind of geeked out about it. And you know, that's a good day at work.
Yeah. Okay. So if you are a contractor and you are at the place where you are thinking, hey, it's time for me to bring on some additional help and expertise with my marketing to be able to crush my lead goals and take my business to the next level, we would love to offer ourselves as somebody who could help you in that way. And so if you want to check out Fat Cat Strategies as a potential digital marketing partner for your business, you can go to fatcatstrategies.com/call and schedule a call with us there. You get a free consultation where we will help walk through your business business goals and figure out what would our customized game plan for your business look like in order to be able to help you out as a contractor. And if you like what you see, then you can bring us on your team and we will move forward from there. So go to fatcatstrategies.com/call and schedule your call today. We look forward to talking to you soon, and we'll see you again on the next episode of Digital Marketing for Contractors. Digital Marketing for Contractors is created by Fat Cat Strategies. For more information, visit fatcatstrategies.com.